गुरु ब्रह्मा गुरु विष्णु गुरु देवो महेश्वरा गुरु साक्षात् परब्रह्मा तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। Evening, everyone. Nice to have so many of guests this evening joining us for Mahashivaratri. Gurudeva gives us a description in Dancing with Shiva of Mahashivaratri. He says we observe it by chanting Shiva's names, singing his praise, chanting Sri Rudram, bathing the Shiva Lingam. So these are activities common to all temples that celebrate Mahashivaratri. Gurudeva adds two more activities, which are meditating. You don't see a lot of that at temples. And being near the monks. Definitely that doesn't happen temples, as they strive to realize Parashiva, the transcendent aspect of God. So that's what we're doing here, and also at other monasteries and ashrams in India, they do a similar practice. So stated simply, the essence of the celebration of Mahashivaratri is to have a deeper experience of God Shiva than is normally available to us. I have a story. We met a very fine family in the Gurupeetam where you watch the TV. Hindu couple living in Los Angeles, and their family tradition is from Kashmir, and as many of those from Kashmir have done, they moved out because of the problems there and moved to Delhi and then moved on to Los Angeles. So they were telling about their tradition, and we had a wonderful talk, and so many similarities between what they did and what we do. They said that their form of worship was quite different from general Hindus, as the only deity they worshipped was Shiva. Imagine that. Didn't even worship Ganesha or Murugan, only Shiva. And the only festival they celebrated was Mahashivaratri. That was it, which they celebrated as the marriage of Shiva and Shakti. So I was doing a little research on Kashmir Shaivism, and it's strongly monistic, meaning talking about the identity of man and God. And we can get a sense of this from some of the statements by the last preceptor in the lineage, passed on not too long ago, Swami Lakshman Ju. And we wrote an article about him in a 1991 Hinduism Today. So I'm going to quote from it. He uses the term Bhairav to refer to Shiva. So when he says Bhairav, you just think of Shiva. So the article states, often Swami speaks from a point of reference of being Shiva. Then quoting Swami, I am Bhairav, and the entire world is my offshoot, he exclaims. Shiva is the only great God, and all others are his manifestations. God is the inner being. The entire world is his external being, unquote. Article continues, with these three tight statements, he has summed up the enlightened mind of Kashmir Shaivism, including his personal identity as Shiva. This monism is such a bedrock state that he forecasts, quoting Swami, the religions that do not believe in oneness will vanish, he says. That's an interesting thought to ponder. The religions that do not believe in oneness will vanish, is his prophecy. So, of course, we usually don't think of Mahashivratri as the marriage of Shiva and Shakti. So I was giving that some thought, the Shiva-Shakti concept. In many temples, Shakti is a separate murti, giving the sense that Shiva and Shakti are separate beings. And I don't know how often that happens now, but it used to be regularly. Visiting Hindus would say, "Where is Shakti? You know, there's Shiva. Where's Shakti? How can you have Shiva and not have Shakti?" So, of course, we say, "Well, Shiva and Shakti, it's right here, as Ardhanarishvara, right in the corner there." And then we go through the explanation of that. So even though Hindus expect Shiva and Shakti as separate murtis, many philosophically understand that they're not separate. There's many verses on that. There's a nice one in Arumuganavalar's Saiva Vinavidai. He asks the question, "What is the Shakti of Shiva?" And the answer, "The power of Shiva, which is inseparable from Shiva, like the heat of fire, which is inseparable from fire." Well, that's the common comparison. Fire gives off heat, which is a form of energy. If there's no fire, there's no heat. And you can't separate the two. The energy produced by the fire and the fire are really a one reality. A term that encompasses this idea is Shiva Shakti. When it's hyphenated, it makes it a one word. So our lexicon definition is Father, Mother, God, both eminent and transcendent, and then the point we're talking about, a name for God Shiva encompassing his unmanifest being and manifest energy. So both, the being and the energy. So, looking at how the Shiva-Shakti concept applies to man, man is a soul and is radiating a variety of energies or pranas. The normal direction of prana is outward. However, in yoga, through the practice of pranayama, which simply means the control of prana, we can cause the energies to flow inward. And when we manage to withdraw energy back to its source, or Parashiva, then the realization of Parashiva, the self-God, is achieved. In other words, this could be one of the mystical interpretations of the concept of the marriage of Shiva and Shakti, that energy, Shakti, has united with its source, Shiva. And when that happens, then you have self-realization. So fortunately, Gurudeva has explained this much better than I can. Wonderful quote from him here. The mission is, that's what he calls it. The mission is, don't go any place. Turn awareness back in on itself and simply be aware that you are aware. Become conscious of energy within the physical body and the inner bodies flowing out through the nerve system and drawing forth energy from the central source of the universe itself. Now try to throw awareness into this central source of energy and dive deeper and deeper in. Each time you become aware of something in the energy realm, be aware of being aware. Finally, you go beyond light. Finally, you go into the core of existence itself, the self-God, beyond the stillness of the inner areas of the mind. That is the mission, and that is what humanity is seeking, total self-God realization. So, saying source of the energy is another description of Shiva or Parashiva. The energy and the source of the energy. So when the energy is withdrawn into the source alone remains, or we have self-realization. Thank you very much.